Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In today's gospel passage, Jesus commands us to lay down our burdens, and he will give us rest. I wonder if any of you found this command to be daunting or found it to be encouragement. I've heard this verse many times. My mother often references it when she reminds me that when I'm going through something, a struggle, I'm not alone. My senior year, I began having feelings of anxiousness, feeling very overwhelmed by the coming year or what was happening. I was leaving college. I was newly married, and everything just felt large and just bigger than anything that I could handle. That Christmas, she gave me a gift, and it was a footsteps ring. And some of you may know the story. But the story of the footsteps ring is, a man is walking along the beach with Jesus, and they're walking along the journey of the man's life. At the end of the man's life, they stop and they take a look back across the journey of the man's life. And they notice that at certain points, there was only a single set of footprints. And the man became upset with Jesus because he asked, because Jesus had always promised that, you know, he would be with us always. And Jesus, the man asked Jesus why he had left him. But Jesus told him that he, in fact, had not left him. That during those times when he saw a single set of footprints, it was indeed Jesus carrying him through these hard times. By giving me this ring, my mother hoped to remind me of that lesson. That I was not alone, that I always had Jesus in my life. Now, understanding the concept is one thing, but actually executing it is a very different thing. Trusting that God was indeed there for me through this and every other difficult time is a continuous lesson for myself and for many of us. Letting go of our anxiety and learning to trust God and be there for us is a lesson that at times may feel overwhelming, but is really one that we need to learn to take to heart. Rebecca, in the reading from the Old Testament, trusted that God would provide for her. She didn't second guess going with Abraham's servant. She told her family she would go without second thought. I'm sure she had feelings of anxiety and doubt, but she placed her trust in God, and she was able to participate in God's greater purpose. I struggled with how she made such a bold decision with grace. Rebecca is a powerful example of us, for us to live out our faith with boldness and trust in God that he will carry us. She was going to a place where she didn't know. She was going to marry a man who she didn't know. And so I started questioning, how did she have such faith? How was she able to make this bold decision? So a few weeks ago, during closing chapel, I work at St. Andrew's. Patty Alexander was giving the closing chapel, and she said the serenity prayer, which is here on the screen. It says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, I know they use this in 12-step programs, but I believe that we can all use this in our lives. When we have a relative who's sick, doing small things for them, the things that we can control, cooking for them, cleaning for them. That's us accepting the things that we can control. This distraction helps us to alleviate some of the stress and anxiety around certain situations that we might feel. Over the past few months, I've been discerning my call to the priesthood. And going through this process, again, I felt extremely overwhelmed. My mind kept racing to the months ahead, to all the what-ifs. What if the diocesan committee doesn't approve me? What if I don't get enough money for financial aid? Patty told me to take a step back, to take a deep breath. When I come to one door, go through that door. Only worry about going through the door that was in front of me, and don't worry about the doors to come. I prepared for those doors, but I didn't know what was going to happen. And she was right. So I took that step back, and I took a breath, and this is one of the ways that I'm taking a door. This is one of the ways I'm trying to figure out my calling to the priesthood. So thank you for listening to me today. I know many of us struggle with different types of anxiety. From the 24-hour news stations that broadcast politics, issues in the world, trying to take it all in and wrap your head around everything that's happening. In addition to this, we have the stresses of work and our home lives. But when we start to feel overwhelmed in these times, I think that this is really when Jesus is calling us to lay down our burdens, to lay down our stresses, to trust him that he will carry us through. I work at a school, like I told you before, and I've noticed that a lot of kids have started feeling very anxious. They have started internalizing this feeling of anxiety. But I think that once we start teaching them that the world is a lot bigger place than what's happening in the moment, once we teach them that they can handle what's in front of them in that moment and not to worry about the things that they can't control, I think this is how we develop the type of faith that Rebecca had. And this is how we teach them to have faith in Jesus, to find our identity in the gospel, in God. Being able to have these conversations with our teenagers is an important one. Teaching our kids that their identity lies in Christ is our most important conversation to have with them. And with ourselves as well. We all need to remember to focus on the here and now. We can't worry about the things to come because they're out of our control. We can prepare for them, but we can't stress over them. This is how we live out Jesus' command, and we accept his invitation to lay down our burdens. Amen.